That's a very good question. You know, I think it's really a mixed bag. If we're looking at vocal hygiene practices in particular, I think, again, this is a very vulnerable and very challenging population. If we think of this young group of roughly 18 to 22-year-olds, and they've just left home, they've gone away to college, and they're looking at what exciting things they can engage in their college experience, and what jobs can they do, and oftentimes they're working within environments that are sort of counterproductive. They may also be staying up very late in the evening, consuming caffeinated beverages and all sorts of things that are not particularly helpful, and pizza, and sleep, and going to bed 30 minutes after they've had that exceedingly spicy pizza, and engaging in just a myriad of vocal tasks. So I think there's a lot. One thing that I've actually started working on is kind of a survey to disseminate among these students to identify vocal vulnerability. And that's something that I would really like to do to see if we can hone in a little more fully on what exactly makes them as vulnerable as they are.
As they say, the best cause, you know, rather than look for treatment, is prevention and, this kind of education.
Yes, absolutely.
And we are going to be required to show that we have prevention programs in our schools of music. If you want to keep your accreditation, you're going to have to show how you provide prevention, risk prevention, in all your programs, voice and instrumental programs. So you need to all be thinking about this now.